So you can begin to see that this empowerment concept is teaching principles and deciding what the no-nos are, the bad practices that history has taught you over and over again won't work. It's one of the reasons many MBO programs got into trouble. They didn't describe the no-nos. MBO stands for Management by Objectives, and people felt like, now I'm now free to do whatever I need to do to accomplish that objective. But they didn't have the competency. So they did some dumb things, or perhaps they had the competency, everyone felt they did, but they still did something that was way out of line and which history has demonstrated again and again, and everyone agrees will fail. So you identify that, and that's part of the performance agreement, or you could call it the mission statement of each person in a responsibility or a job, see, is to identify the no-nos, what things not to do. If you know that there's going to be some wild animals out there and you don't tell him that, if you're not a resource to that person, that's a key element in the development of that win-win performance. This is a very important thing we're talking about because too many people get into the dichotomy, either or. I'm either in control or I'm out of control. See, when you build this mission statement called a win-win performance agreement for a person in a responsibility, then if it's truly win-win, which means you're dealing with all four needs of what? That person and of the organization and all the other stakeholders that are being served by that organization, if you build that into there, you've identified yourself as a resource, you've identified the guidelines, including no-nos, things not to do. I have some friends that have built their entire professional work on what's called failure avoidance, rather than success enhancement. And it's very profound. It's very effective, and it's a new paradigm. Almost all of the traditional approaches focus on success enhancement. Failure avoidance means you get common understanding of the ways that things can fail. Once you have that understanding, then you build into the performance agreement a clear description of those, their no-nos, see? Now what happens? That's the true stewardship delegation because it leaves every other avenue free, which taps into what need?